poll, majority of Americans oppose Donald Trump impeachment. By Hannah Blow on June 1, 2019. The majority of American voters oppose impeachment, according to the latest Harvard Cap/Harris poll survey. Of the 1,295 registered voters polled, only 37% support impeaching and removing President Trump from office. While 43% favor no action, 60% of Democrat voters believe Trump should be impeached and removed altogether. However, independents are not on board. 37% support impeaching and removing the president. 60% of polled Democrats say the president should be impeached and removed, but only 36% of independents are in favor. 20% of voters say Trump should be censured by Congress. Voters were surveyed May 29 to 30, after special counsel Robert Mueller's public remarks on the now-debunked investigation into the Trump campaign and Russia collusion. His brief address appeared to give the left's cause for impeachment a second wind. "If we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so," Mueller explained. Mueller explained further. "First, the opinion explicitly permits the investigation of a sitting president, because it is important to preserve evidence while memories are fresh and documents available. Among other things, that evidence could be used if there were co-conspirators who could be charged now. And second, the opinion says that the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing. And beyond department policy, we were guided by principles of fairness. It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge. So that was Justice Department policy. Those were the principles under which we operated. And from them, we concluded that we would not reach a determination one way or the other about whether the president committed a crime. That is the office's final position, and we will not comment on any other conclusions or hypotheticals about the president." Those remarks renewed mass calls for impeachment. A number of 2020 candidates are attempting to appeal to their far-left base by calling for impeachment proceedings. "It's time for Congress to begin impeachment hearings and follow the facts. Robert Mueller clearly expects Congress to exercise its constitutional authority and take steps that he could not. We can't let the president defy basic accountability measures built into our Constitution." Kirsten Gillibrand, at @SenGillibrand, May 29, 2019. Cory Booker, at Cory Booker, May 29, 2019. Mueller's statement makes clear what those who have read his report know. It is an impeachment referral, and it's up to Congress to act. They should. Elizabeth Warren, at @Warren, May 29, 2019. Mueller leaves no doubt. 1. He didn't exonerate the president because there is evidence he committed crimes. 2. Justice Department policy prevented him from charging the president with any crimes. 3. The Constitution leaves it up to Congress to act, and that's impeachment. Elizabeth Warren, at @Warren, May 29, 2019. Mueller made clear this morning that his investigation now lays at the feet of Congress. No one is above the law. Congress should begin an impeachment inquiry. Julian Castro, at Julian Castro, May 29, 2019. There must be consequences, accountability, and justice. The only way to ensure that is to begin impeachment proceedings. Beto O'Rourke, at Beto O'Rourke, May 29, 2019. What Robert Mueller basically did was return an impeachment referral. Now it is up to Congress to hold this president accountable. We need to start impeachment proceedings. It's our constitutional obligation. Kamala Harris, at Kamala Harris, May 29, 2019. If recent polls serve as any indication, endless calls for impeachment will fail to resonate with independent voters. Full results will be available this week, as reported by The Hill. Full poll results will be posted online later this week. The Harvard Cap/Harris poll survey is an online sample drawn from the Harris panel and weighted to reflect known demographics. As a representative online sample, it does not report a probability confidence interval.